This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Good morning. Happy Friday. The weekend is here. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yes. My goodness, the government's open. The stock market, well, it's doing okay. Took a little hit yesterday. I blame the Fed. Come on, Fed. Mr. Fed.
He's fed up with the Fed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lower those rates and quit playing games. It's very partisan. Not supposed to be that way. And I guess everything is. Every single thing is partisan. Good morning and welcome. Yes, the government is open. Issues with canceled flights, that still may continue. I don't know what the dealio is. Get back to work.
I don't know. Yeah, come on. You got to get your checks.
Kristi Noem gave out a big old bonus for the TSA people. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Your job is feeling people up, and you get a bonus.
Such a deal.
It's better than being like a dirty massage therapist or something. You know what I'm saying? Wait, did I go there this
already?
Early?
I mean, it's like
on
six,
a family show.
6:09, and you're but already across the line.
Bad talk show host.
Yeah.
Ow.
I think you're enjoying that a little too much over
there. No, I was enjoying it. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem handed out $10,000 bonus checks to TSA agents who exhibited exemplary service while working without pay during the government shutdown on Thursday. I'm going to say something, and it's going to irritate people.
Okay.
You've got a job. You work for the government. Shutdowns happen occasionally.
Oh, I see where we're going.
Shut up. I don't want to hear another word about you worked without pay. The hell you did. Yeah, the heck you did. You didn't work without pay. You worked with delayed pay. There's a huge difference.
Good point.
Working without pay, yeah, that's like slavery. Or you're a volunteer. What about the people that do volunteer and work without pay every day? Right? They're getting paid. It's just delayed. Delayed pay is not non-pay. Shut it up. Yeah, you can call if you want. Defend. Well, my brother-in-law is air traffic control. Let me tell you something. I don't want to hear about it. They make good money. They get excellent benefits. Yeah, it's a high-stress job. I'm not saying it's easy, and I'm not saying it's not high-stress. It is. But you work for the government. They have shutdowns occasionally. This is part of it. My dad worked for Chrysler for 30 years. You think they didn't have strikes and shutdowns and issues? Of course they did. I never heard my dad whining, "You don't know how I'm going to pay for groceries." Shut up. God. And people went through the Depression. Didn't have two nickels to rub together. Standing in a soup line. I'm not sure when I'm going to get my $5,782 paycheck. Really?
Yeah. A median income's like around 145.
I'm so sick of it.
About 145 grand.
I'm so sick of it.
I could get by on a delayed check if I was making that money.
Look, there's legitimate people that need the SNAP, and I feel for those people. Look, here's how it's supposed to be. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Carry your own weight. Take care of your own stuff. Unless you can't. Unless you can't. And if you can't, a sound society, a good society, is going to help to care for those people. And we should. Mm-hmm. But don't tell me there's 42 million people that are on SNAP and they all need it. I just find that impossible to believe.
Mm-hmm. Look, Cad Kamek said they find the people who are making six figures and we're still tapping
Come
into
on,
these government
man.
Programs.
Come
now,
on.
Again, anecdotal? Yeah. But
Come
real?
On.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, Mama. Hey, I'll tell you what I do care about.
What's that?
John Fetterman.
Yes.
It's a guy who comes back from a stroke better, smarter, and but he just fell down. Mm-hmm. No, I'm serious. You know, when you have a fall, look, you're getting older. You've already had health issues. He was transported to a hospital in Pittsburgh on Thursday after suffering injuries from a fall during a walk near his home. During the early morning walk, he sustained a fall. Out of an abundance of caution, he was transported to the hospital. Upon evaluation, established he had ventricular fibrillation. A kind of a flare-up he had. This is with the lower chamber of the heart. Mm-hmm. Instead of pumping like it should, it kind of quivers, And this led to him feeling lightheaded, and that created a situation where he fell to the ground and hit his face.
Ooh, that hurts.
Now, I'm fortunate. I feel it when I'm passing out.
Yeah.
Like when I'm in extreme pain, I know at some point I'm going to pass out. And I can feel that lightheadedness come over me.
Mm-hmm.
I just lay down.
Yeah.
And
smart.
That way I don't hit my face.
Yeah.
Because it's about protecting the face, even though it is a face for radio. It's still,
It's the only one you got.
Betsy wants something to look at, I guess. All right. So Senator Fetterman said this: if you thought my face looked bad before, wait until you see it now.
Oh, what a sense of humor. You see, we got a sense of humor after the stroke.
He really does.
That's funny.
He's doing well, receiving a routine observation at the hospital. He's opted to stay so the doctors can fine-tune his medication regimen.
Yeah.
And he is grateful for the EMTs, doctors, and nurses who are providing his care. All right. So there you go. Oh, he also said in a statement, after 40 days as a consistent voice against shutting our government down, I voted yes for the 15th time to reopen. I'm sorry to our military, SNAP recipients, government workers, and Capitol Police who haven't been paid in weeks. It should never come to this. Should have never come to this. This was a failure. All right. So, gosh, one Democrat senator that has it together. We need to make sure this guy doesn't fall down again.
Well, some have suggested possibly a trade for Rand Paul.
Hmm.
You know, we get Fetterman, they get him. I mean, it's how they've been voting lately.
Yeah, but Rand Paul has been very, very consistent when it comes to the spending and the debt.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Even though, maybe there's times when I don't know. Look, I can't speak for him. You know, he's a little bit different, but in the conversations I have had with him, and we've had several, we've had him on the air many times.
Sure.
I generally have to agree with the guy. I think he's very smart.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And
it was just a meme out there, just tossing that out there for thoughts.
Right. Epstein, still in the news.
He's still dead.
Did he hang himself?
Now that's another story.
Okay. 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast with every minute, every issue on demand in one place, free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcast, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Well, hi there. It's Friday. I don't care what's going on in your life. I want you to be happy. So fake it till you make it, brothers and sisters. Yeah, pump it up. Happy Friday. Good morning. It is 6:20. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And going on this weekend, this is actually a Sunday event. It's a car show.
Oh, fun.
And it's for the Blue Star Mothers, okay? These are folks that, having some difficulty making ends meet, all right? Ocala Blue Star Mothers present the second annual Veterans Day car show at Ocala Marion County Veterans Memorial Park. All the proceeds go to support Marion County Veterans Park and Ocala Blue Star Mothers. And all kinds of vehicles, cars, Jeeps, small trucks, motorcycles, everyone welcome. Spectators are free. They've got some live music there with the Timeless Band. Problem is we don't know what time they're going on.
Oh.
Food trucks, raffles, 50-50, silent auction, prizes, and more.
Oh, I love more.
So for more information, go to Ocala Blue Star Mothers.
I'm not sure you spelled that right when you said it.
Mothers.
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 Ocala.
Ocala Blue Star Mothers.
What's Friday? It is Friday.
Yeah, you're not going to get, you don't get all of them.
Ugh.
Look, I was, I hesitate to do a story because this guy's name is like Comestastus.
Easy for you to say.
Well, I don't know if I'm saying it right or not.
Well.
So you're going to have to bear with me. But anyway, so you got that event going, and that is Sunday, 11 to 3. If you're entering the show, they probably want you to get there a little earlier than that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, here's the story, okay? Thanks to the Alachua Chronicle. Appreciate you. Let's see. At the November 13th State Board of Education meeting, board members questioned School Board of Alachua County Vice Chair Tina Certain. You remember Tina?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She said, referring to Charlie Kirk, something about an uneducated white boy.
Mm-hmm.
But thought, you know, had her bases covered under freedom of speech type thing.
Still kind of rude. Racist. Little racist, little judgmental.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very poor taste.
Yeah.
Super bad. A total lack of judgment. And the thing is people defending her, saying she didn't say anything wrong. This is a pretty simple one, okay? If you refer to this, just a dumb educated black boy.
Oh, man, you would. Tarred and feathered.
Yes.
You can't get by with that. That's racist.
Yeah, and isn't that simply, directly put? Yes.
Did you see the shirt she was wearing?
Slavery did not benefit black people.
Don't you think if you're kind of being called on the carpet for a racial kind of thing that, and you're on a school board, that maybe you'd use a couple of those brain cells and when you're picking out your wardrobe for that day, go, maybe that's not the shirt that I wear. That's kind of a racially charged topic.
Or did she wear it strategically to get people to talk about her shirt and not the substance of the subject at hand?
I don't think it worked,
because that was taken care of in 1865,
mm-hmm,
versus the statements she made were far less than 150 years ago.
I think it just makes her look more totally out of touch. No.
Could she look anymore or act anymore out of touch?
No self-awareness and very idiotic,
mm-hmm,
in my opinion. Supposed to be educated.
Yeah, because Charlie Kirk was allegedly not.
Just because he didn't go to college did not mean he wasn't educated. He educated himself about a lot of topics, which is why he was so good at what he did.
You know, maybe if the school board focused more on grade level ability to read, you would see more educated people, because even if they didn't advance their education beyond, say, 12th grade, if they have a sound ability to read, there's really no telling how far they can go.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. I know, it's interesting.
They can, like, learn on their own without spending, you know, tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to school.
And they could learn maybe beyond, you know, the curriculum of what a school may offer, limited subjects and limited quantities of information on those limited subjects. Whereas, you know, if
you mean indoctrination?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Thank you. I knew there was a word for it, Craig.
I just can't believe she would. I mean, I can, but it's like, man, you just want to keep stirring the pot, sister.
Well, and that's a whole other thing, isn't it? This divisiveness and still, you know, dividing people by the color of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
She could have just said, this uneducated young man, I don't care for the things he said from what I understand. I don't care for him.
Right.
You know, but the fact that he's white, what did that really have to do with anything?
Uh-huh.
What does it ever have to do with anything?
Right.
And yet, here she still is. Commissioner of Education Anastasios Koumoutsis, and I know I'm butchering that, but anyway, he said he had attended the October 7th meeting at the School Board of Alachua County and had highlighted the ongoing pattern of intimidation that continues to take place at board meetings in Alachua County. As parents who dare to speak up are silenced, while Alachua County school board members act as if the law doesn't apply to them. Even this board issuing clear directives to both Chair Rockwell and Vice Chair Certain, there's a toxic culture that still persists. And then he went on and he added that there is a new concern. In addition, the department has received complaints that seem to demonstrate a pattern of failure and discrimination in Alachua against our most vulnerable students. Today, the department's Bureau of Exceptional Education and Student Services is in Alachua investigating this matter fully to be sure all students receive the services and accommodations to which they are entitled. And Kamautsis asked about Certain's past statement, quote, "We live in a country of laws, but the laws aren't always the right thing to do." Really?
Yeah.
And he introduced the Alachua County update agenda item by saying school board vice chair Tina Certain's Facebook post targets specific community members, are dismissive toward the teachers who work in the district, and alienate many community members. "I'm also concerned about the comments made during Alachua County School Board meeting where Vice Chair Certain stated that we live in a country of laws, but the laws aren't always the right thing to do. It's the duty of every school board member to adhere to and uphold the law." Yeah. It's just some basic things there. But again, it is Alachua County, and anybody who spent any time here, lived here, pretty much knows the lay of the land, and this is what you get. And this is why I don't live in Alachua County anymore. Oh. One of the many reasons. Mm-hmm. It is 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. New York Times, Epstein, Trump. What's going on here? Details coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Another day in paradise. Gonna warm up. It's gonna be a nice one. Yeah, enjoy, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:39 right now. And the only news to come out of the latest Jeffrey Epstein document dump is the disgraced journalist Michael Wolff and a former New York Times reporter appeared to have begged the now suicided pedophile for dirt on Donald Trump. It came up empty. They apparently had begged Jeffrey Epstein, give us some dirt on
really?
Trump. Yep.
Wow.
And now the New York Times is hoping to distract from that by publishing out of context emails that say nothing incriminating about Trump. The New York Times finance reporter Landon Thomas Jr. had numerous chummy exchanges with Epstein, and shocker of shocks, at least from the ones that we've seen, this so-called reporter was only interested in one, taking down Trump before the 2016 election, and two, getting financial tips. Keep in mind that this was nearly a decade after Epstein had been found guilty of procuring child prostitutes in 2008. Also keep in mind that Trump banned Epstein from his Mar-a-Lago club in 2007. It's getting scary, the stories you could tell, Thomas wrote to Epstein in February of 2016 as Trump's candidacy gained steam. I'm getting worried, Thomas wrote Epstein in September of 2016. Is he ever going to implode? That same month, Landon asked the convicted pedophile, if you knew Trump was going to win, how would you position your portfolio? What?
Okay.
For his part, Michael Wolff wrote an email to Epstein February of 2016 claiming the New York Times was digging for Epstein-Trump dirt through him. New York Times called me about you and Trump. Also, Hillary campaign digging deeply. Ah, you knew she'd be in there somewhere, right?
Always is.
Again, you should consider preempting, Wolff explained. Lots of reporters. Yeah, you're the Trump bullet, wrote Wolff. But at the end of the day, there was no dirt.
Okay.
There wasn't anything to it. There was no there. But of course, I mean, come on, when you're out to get Trump, you have to base it on any sort of facts or real information.
Make stuff up, misconstrue, lie, change laws.
So are we surprised that it continues to this day? It also shows a real level of desperation with the Democrats. It's like, really? This old, tired old thing? This is all you got? And that's all they ever have. They bring things up, the old Russian thing, which everything's been debunked. But they think if you rest it for a little while, then you bring it back and people will forget it was debunked. Because a lot of them didn't know it because it's not like it was debunked on MSNBC or CNN. So there you go.
Well, when you see the old hippies, you know, who are now not as young as they used to be, you know, with their signs in there in Alachua County or Gainesville, half the signs are about Epstein. It's like they just got to hold on to that.
I don't know.
What do you do?
Hey, I also wanted to talk about some of these lefties and how desperate they are. You've got Senator Tammy Duckworth from Illinois, and she's you know, she's a lefty nutbag and has been that way for a very long time.
Yeah,
she had somebody working for her, and they pretended like they were a lawyer to get an illegal immigrant out of detention. Yeah, they pretended they were a lawyer. U.S. Department of Homeland Security said Edward York, a member of Duckworth's office, posed as an attorney for a detained illegal immigrant to facilitate the individual's release from ICE custody. On Wednesday, ICE Acting Director Todd Lyons sent a letter to Duckworth informing the Illinois senator that York told federal agents he was illegal immigrant Jose Sandoval's lawyer.
Okay.
York, a constituent outreach coordinator for Duckworth's Senate office, entered the ICE facility in St. Louis, Illinois on October 29th, and in discussion with a federal officer, claimed to be that guy's attorney.
What is it with all the staff of all these Democrat politicians? I mean, they're Chinese spies. They lie to federal agents about being an attorney. They're skimming money. I mean, it's like we've had a story almost every day this week like this.
Maybe that's why Congresswoman Kat Kamek is trying to push through a bill that would require background checks
yes.
for people working for Congress people. And we were shocked.
Oh, yeah.
When there was no such thing. It's like, yeah. Of course there's background checks. You can't let people get that close to the inner workings of government without knowing, you know?
You're running through the halls of Congress. You're in Congresswoman in their offices. I mean, all kinds of intel that's in there.
Yeah, and wow. Access to people.
Yeah.
That could be vulnerable, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
weird.
Crazy.
I can't believe that.
It's yep. Amazing. You can believe it now.
Well, I do, because she told us.
All right. Oh, Alina Habes. She is in the news. Alina Habes.
Okay.
Did I say that wrong?
Habes?
What's her name?
I don't know.
Maybe I was half asleep when I wrote it.
I don't know. Look at the piece of paper.
I don't know. I was going off my notes because I was getting ready to move on. Alina Haba.
Uh-huh.
Like,
I don't know. I don't know why you put an S. I'm like,
Habes.
Who's Habes? I don't know who that is.
She's certainly not a hobbit.
No, she's not. Oh, no, she's not.
Haba, Haba, Haba.
Uh-huh.
She had her office broken into.
Well, that's not nice.
No.
How rude.
Not at all.
Hmm.
I'll explain. Also, you mentioned these people working for government officials.
Yeah, I did.
So, Fang Fang.
Oh, yes.
Fang Fang's boyfriend, former boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
Eric Swalwell, he's up to something. He's up to a couple things, actually.
Really?
I'll explain next. Coming up on the Bob Rose Show, Greg Casadias is here with me.
Yeah,
yes.
Yes.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, letters. It's getting the way.
Just look at it as a plural. Would you mind if there was more than one Alina Haba?
Could be worse scenarios in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hand me another shovel. Let me dig deeper, Greg. 6:40. It's Friday. It's my
Woo!
Excuse.
Go
and
with it.
You are listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And never miss a minute of the show. You just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Here's the story about Alina Haba, who, remember, was in the Trump administration. She represented Trump in a couple of court issues in the past. Now she's acting U.S. attorney for the District of New Jersey. But apparently there was an attack on her office. Attorney General Pam Bondi announces yesterday that Department of Justice is looking into it and looking for a suspect who attacked the office of Alina Haba. On Wednesday, a male suspect allegedly attempted to confront Alina Haba before destroying property in her office and fleeing the scene. No other details of the incident have been provided. Thankfully, Alina is okay, Bondi said. Any violence or threats or violence against any federal officer will not be tolerated, period. This is unfortunately becoming a trend as radicals continue to attack law enforcement agents around the country. We will find this person, and the individual will be brought to justice. Our federal prosecutors, agents, law enforcement partners, they put their lives on the line every day to protect the American people, and this department will use every legal tool available to ensure their safety and hold violent offenders fully accountable. Abba said that she will, quote, not be intimidated by radical lunatics for doing her job. Yeah, look, unfortunately, we're seeing more of this. We're going to see more of it. We've seen the outrageous way that ICE agents have been treated in several areas. We know that Antifa gets involved in this kind of thing. We know that, yeah, they've been doxing these agents. And the rhetoric, the kind of rhetoric that's out there really stirs this up, because people mm-hmm. that aren't, you know, very mentally balanced to begin with, it doesn't take a lot sometimes, give them a little shove to do something stupid and violent.
But yet the left will say, oh, you guys have to stop the rhetoric. Those words you're saying are going to cause somebody to get hurt. And they still throw out the Nazi and all the other things. It's like, what a bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah, have we not established that how many times over?
Yes.
The hypocritical of the left.
It's too easy. It's just,
yeah, it's ridiculous. It does go back to, you know, Karl Marx. They call you what they are.
Mm-hmm.
MSNBC host Jen Psaki, remember little Peppermint Patty?
Oh, yeah.
She accidentally suggested that President Donald Trump was a predator.
Wait, excuse me. Mm-hmm. How do you accidentally do something like that?
I don't know, but we know that there has been the settling of very large lawsuits by misinterpreting or adding to whatever you think of him, and that has gotten people into deep trouble. Now, she quickly took it back. While speaking to Representative Robert Garcia, Democrat out of California, about newly released emails from convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein that mentioned Trump, Psaki referred to other predators tied to Epstein in addition to Trump before she amended her statement. You're talking about the other predators that are out there in addition to Trump, Psaki said, quickly adding, not that I'm not saying he is.
But you just did.
We don't know all the details about that.
Wow.
I just mean, in addition to what we've learned about Epstein and others, there's other predators out there, Garcia responded. There are. Psaki did not immediately respond to Fox News when they reached out. Shocker.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, Democratic members of the House Oversight Committee and Government Reform Committee released tens of thousands of additional pages of documents from Epstein, the convicted sex offender who died by suicide in 2019. Emails included in the files referenced Trump. In a 2011 email to his associate, Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein said that Trump had spent a prolonged time at his house with one of the victims, whose name was redacted. The White House said the unnamed individual was Virginia Joffrey. She's the one who was part of the really kind of breaking this case and coming forward and all that. Well, she committed suicide not that long ago.
Right.
So she's not around to tell you maybe what the nature of that was. And just because this guy Epstein put something in an email,
right,
and it's not corroborated, he was a guy who attached himself to people of power and fame, and he did that on purpose as a way to protect himself. And I don't even know why he's talking about Trump, because Trump had already tossed him out of his club.
Yeah.
Years previous to that. But, you know, like I said, the desperation of the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Yep. A lot of good stuff. A lot of lefty nutbags.
What?
It's all in there.
Oh, wow.
It's a cornucopia of information.
Wow.
Yes.
Look at you in the multisyllabic word.
Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.